Let me just finish this, inshallah. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, and when the earth throws out its burdens. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, when the earth spits out what was inside of it, meaning the bodies. Right? وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ, the human being is going to say, مَا لَهَا. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا, human being is going to say, what's the matter with it? What's the matter with the earth that is spitting all this stuff out? Right? يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا, that is the day it will declare its information about all what happened over it or in it of good and evil. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَلَهَا, because Allah, the Lord of that earth, your Lord, the Lord of the earth and you and the sun and the heavens and everything, has given it wahi, gave it revelation, inspired the earth to do that. So the earth is going to do that too. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can record any kind of way He wants, and everything that's recorded, everything that we do, of course, is recorded, even the things that, of course, we forgot. فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ جَمِيعًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He's going to inform them all what they did. بِمَا عَمِلُوا, all of what they did. أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ, Allah stored it up and they forgot what they did. And you know that we forget, because right now, I don't care how little you eat, right now, I guarantee you, can you tell me last Tuesday what you ate between Zohr and Maghrib? Did you eat between Zohr and Maghrib? You did. But what did you eat? See? That's last Tuesday. A week from yesterday. How much more of what you did of good or evil last week? Or the week before? Or 5 years ago? Or 15 years ago? أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَصُوهُ, Allah stored it up, Allah kept it, and they forgot it. And Allah is going to inform us of everything we did. And that's why we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اللهم استوى عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا واقضي عنا دينك. Or we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover our aura, meaning not just the physical aura with the self, but to cover our aura here also means, included, our sins. Amin rawati. And give us security from the fear that we're going to have of being exposed. Amin rawati. And give us comfort. And don't let us tremble. Because there are going to be some people who are going to be trembling because they perspire. They're going to perspire, man. And they're going to perspire and perspire and perspire and sweat, and it's going to be a bad, dreadful day. So we ask Allah to protect us. No. No, this is, because I have to go anyway, inshallah. So we don't say that the angels sit around us, we say that the angels are hovering over us. And they envelop us with their wings. And Allah's Sakina descends upon us and His mercy. Because we're discussing the Book of Allah. And there's not one house among the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the Quran is being studied and discussed except that this happens. So it's happening right now. Unless we have a text, this is an area of the unseen and the hidden. Those things that are hidden from our view, we wouldn't be able to say it. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, I'm just saying that without a text, it's difficult to say it. I mean, it's not difficult, it's impossible to say it. And we just have to have a text. Yeah, because we have a specific text that talks about a specific place doing a specific thing. take that specific thing and place and stretch it to say it also happens at home. So we got the same brothers right now gathered together in your house. I can't say that that happens. Because the hadith says, مَا مِن بَيْتَ مِن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ. Not one of the houses of Allah. There's not one of the houses of Allah except that this happens. And we know that this, we know that No, this is not hadith Qudsi. This is the hadith in Imam al-Nawawi's 40 hadith. It's just the hadith al-Nabawi. It's the plain hadith. I mean by plain, I mean a non-hadith Qudsi. It could be. This is a question we can ask also. Who? Listen, we have to remember that no matter what you do of good, you're always going to have some, you know, the angels are going to be with you, inshallah, because they're believers and they want to be with those who believe and do righteous deeds. But to specifically say yes, we'd have to have a text. In general, we know that they want to be with those who believe. And they don't, and they want to be with those who do the right thing. That's why the Prophet ﷺ mentioned about not eating the onions and the garlic and coming to the masjid. At the end of the hadith, he said, the angels are offended and harmed by those things that the children of the son of Adam is offended and harmed by. Right? So the angels love good smelling things, and they don't like bad smelling things. The angels love good sounding things, and they don't like bad sounding things.
Raw
onions and garlic, yes.
From the book,
and And alhamdulillah, Sheikh Al-Albani is the one who did the book, did the revision of it and corrected of it.
How Sheikh started and the book brings that out.
Yeah, with pictures. Sheikh started with pictures.
Brings out clear.
No.
Have you ever considered autobiography?
No, never. No, because I don't consider my thing that all that special.
Have you considered?
No.
Is there anything wrong with
that? No, it's not. It's, you can do it, yeah. People do it all the time.
I think you should.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I just never see.
Subhanakallah wa hamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.